This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Do you ever have a habit or a way of thinking that seems so peculiar to yourself that you can't imagine that other people feel the same way? Over the years, so often, I've discovered that while I'd assumed that some aspect of my personality was highly idiosyncratic, when I wrote about it, I learned that many people felt the same way. For instance, there's so much discussion in popular culture about the challenges of being an overbuyer that I thought I was the only person in the world who had the challenges of being an underbuyer. But when I started writing and talking about this distinction, I found out that many people are underbuyers like me. Or I thought I was the only person who had to be an abstainer and just couldn't be a moderator when it came to tempting treats. But then I found out, well, a lot of people are abstainers. Recently, I was talking to my sister Elizabeth about a strange phenomenon I'd observed in myself. It was so irrational that I assumed that no one else would ever react the same way. With me, sometimes I'm so eager for a result or so impatient for something to come to fruition that I can't bear to start. So I just delay and delay, which is obviously an unreasonable response. The very first time I noticed this glitch in my thinking was back in high school. Back then, to get photographs developed, we had to drop off the film to be processed somewhere, then wait a few days to get the printed photographs back. I'd gone on a trip to France with some friends, and I so badly wanted those photographs that I kept delaying making the trip to the drugstore to drop off the film for processing. I just couldn't bear to wait the few days that it would take for me to get them back after I dropped them off, so I didn't drop them off. Which makes no sense. For some reason, this came up in conversation with Elizabeth, and to my surprise, she nodded in recognition. Oh, I've done that, she told me. Like when? I asked, incredulous. She said, sometimes I'll hate the thought of sending a piece of clothing to the dry cleaner because then I can't wear that item until I get it back. But I can't wear it anyway because it's dirty. So it just sits in my closet unworn for much longer than if I just took it to the dry cleaner right away. Another friend told me that she had a similar feeling about changing her eating habits. She said, I have terrible eating habits and I really want to lose weight. I want so badly to lose 20 pounds that I keep putting off the day when I'll start eating differently. Because I know that once I start, it's going to take a long time to lose that weight. So I never start day number one because I don't want to have to wait that long. Sometimes we're so eager to reach the end that we can't bear to start. This is obviously irrational, but apparently I'm not the only person who has felt this way. If you want to read about my discoveries about abstainers and moderators and underbuyers and overbuyers, I'll post a link in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.